Good morning. It is Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, every day you got to keep going.
Oh, there's no question about it. You get up in the morning, you open your eyes, and you move on out.
Hooray, hooray. Another day. Chance to excel in every way. Well, I see a few headlines here. I'll throw them at you. You give us your response. Trump's streak raises question. Can he be stopped? The delegate math shows Trump may be unstoppable.
Well, you know, the New York Times did a story the other day in their upshot column, which is very good, and basically made the argument that Trump was going to be the victor. Today there's a story, as we speak, in the New York Times saying, can Trump be stopped? He can stop himself. But if you read the story, it doesn't look like he can be stopped to me. Now, there are a lot of ifs. If, for example, Cruz and Rubio got together and decided that they were going to make one approach and that their votes together would equal Trump's, well, that would mean that none of their votes would go to Trump in the first place if they got together. Also, Cruz and Rubio are very different people. Cruz is a right-wing guy who has no compromise, whose colleagues hate him. Rubio has turned into the establishment, sort of semi-moderate, although he's not. And so therefore, they don't really share an audience. Now, the establishment, for whatever you want to call the establishment, and I think the New York Times is part of it, of a centrist establishment in this country, have decided that Trump is too dangerous. And so now we're going to see the real long knives come out. There's a trial coming up about, quote, Trump University. And this Trump University was not really a university. And theoretically, I believe the idea was that you could have some FaceTime with Trump, that he would be a mentor. You know, I don't think Trump is going to show any real vulnerability here. But the idea that he will have to appear in court is never good for anybody as a witness in an unsavory operation. Now, again, I don't believe this is going to amount to the kind of thing that can push him out of the race. In fact, if he plays it the way that I think he'll play it, it may even turn into a positive. You know, they're out to get me and we're all together. And no matter what the facts are, he can put a face on it like putting lipstick on a pig.
Here's another headline. Democrats press GOP to consider a Supreme Court pick. The politics continue. The Times says in what appear to be a political feint, the name of Nevada's Republican governor leaked out as potential nominee as the Democratic power structure mobilized to break Republican opposition.
You know, David, my twin brother Lewis and I used to look at each other and say, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Yeah, I told you so. I told you that's what he was going to do. I told you that's what Obama was going to do. He was going to find himself a Republican moderate who will vote with him, but who will be a Republican moderate. Look, he's the governor, the Republican governor. I believe he's Hispanic, and I believe that he has a huge background as a federal judge in jurisprudence. He's got Harry Reid, who will support him, and a Democrat. So it's going to be very hard for the Republicans to say one of our own is none who's been confirmed unanimously almost when he got confirmed as a federal judge is not sufficient to do this. It's a brilliant move on Obama's part, and in my opinion, it's the only thing he can do. Let's hope he does it.
You spoke to the head of the Republican State Committee, Ed Cox, this week. You talked with him about Donald Trump and the issue of what the Republicans will do if he gets all the way to the convention and seeking the nomination. Would the Republicans stand behind him?
Well, he said yes. Basically, he said he would be for whoever wins. And when I said, well, who are you for, Ed Cox? Who are you for? He wouldn't tell me, you know, but I don't think that there are many attractive choices for moderate Republicans, particularly, you know, middle-range Republicans who are in New York State. What are they going to do? Go for Cruz, who is a, you know, right-wing zealot? Or are they going to go for a guy like Rubio, who certainly is establishment? That would be my bet that is exactly who the New York people will go for. When the moment of truth arrives, I'll bet it's going to be Rubio because I don't see anybody else who they can stand for. It's pretty clear to me that Trump is going to be the candidate on the Republican side, or at least he's going to go into the convention with the most votes. And if they want him out, and boy, they don't like him, they're going to have to show their true colors and say, this is not so much a democracy as we once told people it was.